from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a ripping up of the old contract. It is a restructure. It is not a contract extension. So it seems as if the Browns and Amari's team kind of split the difference here. But training camp kicks off in West Virginia Thursday. And it's always game day in Cleveland, crew of Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin will have you covered. Subscribe to their podcast at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution, I'm sure. Our buddy Daryl's going to join us, and Andy will have comprehensive coverage on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast of the Amari Cooper contract restructure. No, I think we continue to go back to this is a really good thing for the Browns. It's a good thing for Amari. And I think if this is it for Amari, it can offer for a clean break. And if it's not, you know, there. I will imagine when Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski talk about this, that the conversation becomes the door still open for the future. We just wanted to make sure we got Amari, you know, in. I don't know how much I'll believe of that, but I think that'll be the message from the Browns. It was more important to get him in than maybe settled a long-term conversation.
I think that is well said, and that's, to me, very apparent by this decision. And, you know, we'll see how Amari plays this year. I do believe that if they get off to a good start, fast start, that Amari will get an extension midseason.
It's interesting about that. I don't know. I don't know that in maybe this actually helps, right? Maybe this year was the bigger hang up and you know, Amari was just looking for a little security this year. And then, because I do think, like, I think there might be some Browns fans who say, why not a long-term deal? If you look at the Browns cap situation, you literally can pay everybody in the NFL. If you want to, you can pay everyone. You shouldn't. And the Browns are coming up on an offseason where Amari, considerable parts of that defense, there's going to come another contract extension for Myles Garrett. You probably have to start talking turkey with Wyatt Teller. Decisions on Conklin, Jed Wills. There's a lot up in the air. And so if the Browns do intend to extend Amari, this might be just a natural, let's get this in place so we can pause this, so we can know probably better off 6 months down the road after we've seen him in the offense and after we've seen the other 50-some guys in the roster, we can determine, you know, how far we're willing to go, how much money we actually do have to spend, how much more of kicking the can down the road are we doing on some of these other contracts, including Deshaun himself.
Well, you know, if Deshaun and Amari have this great chemistry, how do you not give him the extension, you know, midseason?
I don't know. Because I just think, like, I think we saw Kansas City go through this with Mahomes, where, like, they decided they were no longer interested in paying Tyreek Hill $25 million a year. Tyreek wanted 25 to 30, and I think they kind of just met their line in the sand. And I also think, by the way, I think there were some personality things with Tyreek that I think wore themselves out. Buffalo with Stephon Diggs. Now, again, there's a scenario where Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, no matter what they said, you watched them interact on the sideline, you could not convince yourself that there was actually that there was a good vibe between the two of them. So I think that's part of it. So my point is, I do think teams are starting to get a little bit more stingy on when they pay that great wide receiver long-term money, especially when you start factoring in that kind of. So I see what you're saying, but I just think the Browns and Amari are a really, really interesting situation. And right now we're going to go ahead and welcome on our Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan. Again, this man has you covered on every single angle as his team gets ready to head to West Virginia coming up on Thursday. Darryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Happy start of Browns training camp to you, sir.
Yeah, and no drama. It's been taken care of.
Look at that. What was your initial reaction? I guess we should start. Did you expect this deal to get done by today?
I expected something to be done. If Cooper was going to have to hold out, I didn't expect it to be very long. I talked about it yesterday on the morning show. Andrew Berry has a lot of equity in dealing with these sticky situations with players and whatnot. And, we've seen him handle these type of things with relative ease. So I wasn't overly concerned, even if Cooper didn't report on time and had to sit out a few days. I was confident that something was going to get done. And obviously a little bit of a win-win. Browns don't commit further years, which is clearly what Andrew Berry wanted to do in this particular case. And Amari Cooper gets $20 million in guaranteed money with a chance to earn an additional $5 million this year.
So how much do you think Deshaun Watson factored into this decision? I mean, do you think that he was asked at all? Like, hey, man, how much do you need this guy? I just wonder, because to me this seems like the all-in year for Deshaun Watson.
No, I don't think there was any reason to really consult with Deshaun, mm-hmm. Dustin. I mean, look, they did work together during the offseason. Of course, Cooper was not at the veteran minicamp, but Watson talked about getting together with Cooper throughout the offseason and still getting some work in with him. Look, he's coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He's the only Browns receiver in franchise history to accomplish the feat. The 1,250 yards receiving was a career high for Cooper, who's coming off his fifth Pro Bowl season. So it's not a situation here, Dustin, where, Cooper's production has trailed off and the Browns are apprehensive in that regard. But the fact of the matter is he did turn 30 this year. We know the Browns don't like committing significant dollars to guys once they hit that 30-year-old plateau on a long-term basis. So, Cooper will get a bite at the apple again come free agency in March.
So it's interesting, Darryl. We were kind of rounding on this conversation when you joined us, where it seems like people are in two camps. Either they view this as a, let's just bridge the gap till this next year when so basically a wait-and-see situation with Amari and the Browns, or that the writing is on the wall that this is Amari's last season with the team. Which do you think is closer to reality right now? Is this a wait-and-see thing with the Browns and Amari, or is this a, hey, let's end on good terms and let's get you to February, let's get you to free agency?
Yeah, I think that if there was a multi-year solution here, Nick, it would have been done. That's just my perception of where things are at. That because this would have been the perfect opportunity to tack 1 to 3 years on to the current deal. So I think that Cooper will go to free agency in March.
Darryl Ryder with us right now, talking about the big news of the day. Amari Cooper restructuring the final year of his deal with the Browns, fully guaranteeing the $20 million he was owed. Half of that, according to reports, offered up as a signing bonus, and then Amari getting an additional $5 million on top of this. So when it comes to his future, when it comes to Amari's future here, what do you think actually impacts this decision? Is it Amari's production this year in a new offense, or is it Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman's production, or is it maybe Deshaun's production and play?
Well, I mean, look, they traded for Jerry Jeudy this offseason and extended him, right? They traded for Elijah Moore last year. He's on a very manageable contract right now. They have spent draft assets. You know, Cedric Tillman's going in to year two. David Bell is going into year three. You know, Michael Woods is coming back. You've got, this year they drafted Jamari Thrash as well. What type of a look does he get? So there's been significant assets invested in that wide receiver room, both in terms of cash as well as, through trade and the draft. Now, granted, the draft selections have not been high picks. They've been middle-round picks. But, the Browns really seem to be excited about Cedric Tillman coming into this training camp. I think that obviously there's some questions around David Bell and what he's going to be able to potentially give them. Same thing with Michael Woods. So there are some questions there too. Elijah Moore, they tried doing a lot of things with him last year that just quite frankly didn't work out. A lot of gimmick stuff. And I think that stuff has been wiped out of the playbook. Now they're just going to have him run routes and try and get open down the field, which is one of his strengths when you, look at his film. So I think that, there is a wait-and-see component to this, Nick, but I also kind of think, too, that, Andrew Berry's trying to give himself some flexibility going into next offseason.
Darrell, what do you think this offense is going to look like with Ken Dorsey? Like, how much different do we anticipate the offense this season, around Deshaun Watson?
I think that fans are going to be able to notice some different concepts, Dustin. They're going to allow Deshaun to be Deshaun. I think a lot of the timing throws that we saw the last couple of years under Alex Van Pelt and Kevin Stefanski, I think that stuff is going to get minimized. They're incorporating the choice route concepts for these receivers now, where it's incumbent upon them to read the corners and safeties to determine do they break inside, outside, and whatever. And it's also going to be incumbent upon Deshaun Watson to be reading the same things that the receivers are, so that he's putting the football where it needs to be, and they're able to capitalize on defensive miscues, right? They're going to try and exploit secondaries. But I think that this offense, fans are going to notice some different things about it. But, I'm interested in what the tempo is going to look like. Are they going to do a little more hurry up stuff? Are they going to, I think we're going to see more shotgun stuff this year, less Deshaun under center. But it should be a lot of fun to watch if they execute.
Browns beat reporter Darrell Ryder with us here, Nick and Dustin on Afternoon Drive, talking the big news of the moment. And the big news before the Amari Cooper news was Browns training camp, but now it's a restructured final year of Amari Cooper's contract. And I'm glad that Dusty brought up the offense with you, Darrell, because I do not espouse this opinion, but I have now heard it. It came up in our pre-show meeting that the Browns going to this new offense is in itself a sign of the Browns' desperation as it comes to Deshaun Watson. Do you think that this new offense, the Dorsey hire, everything, is this a sign of desperation from the Browns?
No, I wouldn't say desperation. I would say evolution. I to me, that's the word I would use. Yes, is there a sense of urgency, right, to get something out of this guy and get him back to being the player he was in Houston a couple of years ago? Absolutely. And unfortunately, he's not been available a whole lot since they made that blockbuster trade. But I think that the changes that Kevin Stefanski has made with his coaching staff and with Ken Dorsey coming in and playing around with this playbook a little bit and putting these new concepts in place, I think that's more about – evolution and trying to put Deshaun Watson, or I should say make sure that they are putting Deshaun Watson in a very comfortable situation and one that he can succeed in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So with all this, the biggest story coming in today was clearly, the biggest non-Deshaun storyline coming into camp today was Amari Cooper. Will he show up? If not, what do the Browns do? Will there be an extension? All that. Now right. that has been put to bed, what becomes the biggest non-Deshaun storyline heading into camp?
Ooh, well, we're going to get the initial roster designations at some point this afternoon. I anticipate that Nick Chubb's going to be on PUP. I'm just going to caution fans that saw the workout videos that he's going to be ready week one. I'm not aligned with that train of thought. I'll be honest with you, because so many roster spots are really spoken for, I really think the special teams, the new kickoff scenarios, I think that's going to be certainly a big story. I think the other thing, too, is, and you guys were talking about this before I popped on with you, is some other contract situations that might pop up. Andrew Berry last year during training camp restructured some contracts to open up some more cap space and take care of guys and whatnot. I'm curious to see who's on the list this time around for Berry to restructure and take care of. Because I certainly think next year, next offseason, Myles Garrett returns to the forefront there as far as him getting a raise, because he's obviously got Defensive Player of the Year under his belt, and his $25 million a year salary now looks like it's a bargain.
Daryl, Lima asked a question, I believe, in the morning show and also put it on a poll. He said, what's closer to reality, essentially? Mobley, his performance against the Boston Celtics in the playoffs, or Deshaun Watson's second half against Baltimore? Thoughts?
Oh, boy. Well, Watson played hurt, and a lot of those throws, they weren't vertical, so I don't know that was indicative of peak Deshaun. So I'm gonna say Mobley against the Celtics just because he was so good.
Daryl, I don't really know how to broach this with you. I know you're in serious, you're in dogged reporter mode here, but something came up at 2:40 today that it turns out...
I thought you were going to say I was in pack my suitcase for West Virginia mode.
Well, that's also... You seem like somebody who really takes that seriously. Am I wrong on that?
Well, I make sure I have enough sets of clothes, that's for sure. So if you consider that taking that seriously, then...
That's exactly what I consider that, 100%.
There would be nothing worse than to get to West Virginia and realize I don't have enough clothes to wear for the 9 days I'm going to be there.
I would just eyeball the hell out of it. I think I have enough underwear. I think I got enough socks. We'll be okay.
Wait a minute. Didn't Daryl just wear that shirt 2 days ago?
Oh, no, these guys know. I'll wear my favorite Coca-Cola shirt 2 times a week and not even think twice about it. But you should know that, too, because you've been one of our top fill-ins here on Afternoon Drive. But I'm curious. When you get a new pair of shoes, do you sniff those shoes? Are you a shoe sniffer?
I am not a shoe sniffer.
Okay, because Dustin and Keith and act Jax. As if... so now we're tied at even, by the way. Because Katie and I both thought...
And 60% of people that took the poll, by the way.
How many votes?
I don't know, like 200 plus right now?
Those are rookie numbers. Got to pump those up. Going to need a little bit more from you on that one. But yes, turns out, Daryl, and you might not be surprised by this, I am surrounded, except for Katie, by absolute shoe sniffers.
You're right. That is the least surprising news of the day.
I think Keith being the shoe sniffer is the
wildest
one.
Least surprising than Amari Cooper getting his contract redone and being on time for camp. Least surprising news ever that Dustin, Keith, and Jax sniff new shoes.
Well, you think that's disgusting. Wait till later in the show when Nick reveals what he'd do.
I did not say
for $7.
That. I did not say anything about it being disgusting. Don't be putting words in my mouth there, Mr. Assassin. I'm just saying that it doesn't surprise me you guys enjoy the scent of new shoes.
We will never put words in your mouth. I promise that. Daryl, great stuff. And you are so lucky. I've not had a tweet about our burger bet in sort of the longest damn time. I'm still getting those burgers. Just you wait.
They're in a slump.
The burgers or the Guardians?
The Guardians.
Be well, buddy. We got to run.
All right, guys. Take care.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Again, he will be live in the Greenbrier for the entirety of the time the Browns are there, heading down yonder to, by God, West Virginia. And check out the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland crew of Daryl and Andy as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.